Eyewitnesses say hundreds of users stormed the Medair office in Reng, burning down its warehouse late Thursday after negotiations over employment of locals fell apart. Reng teacher Peter Baraj, BR, says when area youths did not agree with directives of local authorities allowing Medair and World Vision to resume operations, they decided to attack the aid agency's facilities.
Around 6:55 in the evening, they just making a protest, and then they went to the media warehouse, and then they burned the warehouse yesterday around 6:45. And then when police operation went there, they just take a pickup of the car, and then they jam in, and then they run out from the town.
BR says calm has returned to the area today for the most part, as security forces deployed to Reng are protecting the offices of both Medair and World Vision.
Now the situation in Reng now is now making just a calm, but some of the youth now, they hide themselves. There's no another protest outside. But I don't know what will be the action from the NGOs at this moment, because this is now making them a bundle loss for them. These are all the medicine which are there for nutrition kits. They are all burned. And then some of the car too, they are all destroyed.
2 weeks ago, the youth in Reng issued a letter accusing World Vision and Medair of not hiring local citizens and ordered both groups to cease operations and leave the area. They also demanded the two organizations leave behind all valuable assets. Ben Keng Ajak Pal, the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission Director in Reng, confirmed a Medair warehouse was burned to the ground and that the government is now protecting the offices of both organizations. He says area youths want to be employed.
They demand their own children to have a job within the organization. That's only their demand.
World Vision Communications Manager Cecile LaGuardia says her organization has evacuated all their staff and temporarily suspended activities to allow negotiations with the youth before they are able to once again deliver services to the most needy.
The World Vision staff are fine. They are okay. But currently, you know that the discussion on the issue is still ongoing, and World Vision's concern is really to be able to do its work, knowing that there are, like in Reng, we're supporting over 18,000 people. So hopefully, you know, when there are some certainties in the negotiation.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in South Sudan issued a statement today condemning the incident. Mohamed Ayoya, acting UN OCHA humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, says tensions between local youth and humanitarian organizations have been building in Reng for weeks. On 12 October, Ayoya says the Reng Youth Association demanded that humanitarian organizations reassign jobs from current staff from certain backgrounds to local people. When their demands were not met, the youth insisted all humanitarian activities be suspended and aid workers leave Reng immediately.
Everyone needs to know that humanitarian workers in Upper Nile are there to deliver life-saving assistance to the most vulnerable people, including women, children, and older persons. So anything being done to intimidate them or force them to leave or suspend their activities is not going to be helpful in terms of providing the much-needed assistance to the most vulnerable people, and is just unacceptable for us.
Ayoya says all aid workers in the affected organizations have been evacuated to a safer location. He says UN OCHA is working with local and national authorities as well as other aid agencies to find a solution to the matter. Medair declined to comment on the record of the incident, saying it is concerned about the safety of its staff at the moment. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.